Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Live in a Day with Jay. I am your host, and I am very happy to be able to bring you yet another great show. Today, we are going to be talking to more artists that are going to be in the Independent Artist Festival, which will be held this Friday, July the 12th. You guys don't want to miss it. It's in Gastonia, North Carolina. It's at the Hickory Tavern, that is, in Gastonia, North Carolina. You guys don't want to miss it. It's 6 o'clock p.m. That is the 5th Annual Independent Artist Festival in Gastonia, North Carolina at Hickory Tavern, beginning at 6 o'clock p.m. And I have so many wonderful people, acts, that are going to be a part of this great event. Yesterday's show was really enlightening to me because, I didn't know people feel the way they do about the state of music right now. And there was a lot of great rhetoric in yesterday's show. I'd like to thank again Bali for coming on the show and definitely laying it down to what he plans to do for the festival this year and for Sax Life. I really appreciate him coming on the show because it's going to be, well, Sax Life Experience, that is. It's going to be a great show, and he is going to add to the greatness of the show. Again, that is at 6 o'clock p.m., July the 12th, this Friday, at Hickory Tavern in Gastonia, North Carolina. That's 1925 Hoffman Road, Gastonia, North Carolina, 28054. Again, that's 1925 Hoffman Road, Gastonia, North Carolina, 28054. And it's totally free. It's totally free. And, you know, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about a couple more things that we got going on with this festival. But today, on today's show, we're going to be joined by acoustic artists Ron Ashley and Martha Pelk. They are going to be performing at the Independent Artist Festival. And spoken word, that is, Phenom Riddle. She goes by Riddle. She is going to be joining the show later to talk about what she is going to do in the Independent Artist Festival, which I think is going to be totally awesome. And then we're going to be joined by new R&B sensation, B. Ashley B. Guys, you are in for a treat. She is, I think, is something really special, and I think that you guys are really going to enjoy hearing this young lady and her music. So, sit back. You know, because it's going to be a great show today. We got a lot of things we need to talk about. We got some things to talk about in the community. I'm telling you, it's just going to be one of those shows. So sit back, relax. Number to call, 646-668-8743. That number again is 646-668-8743. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
Ooh.
I was strong, a man afraid of nothing. I had the world inside my hands, that's what I told myself. But now I see that I was wrong. The truth is I have nothing. If I do have you,
what's happening? This Chase Amil, and you're listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Let's get it.
Jay shouted, got it from the get-go. Kid like me, no, pimpin' on bank go. Bank, little bank, big bank, little bank.
Are you tired of that stubborn belly fat? Would you like to lose weight and change the way you live? Well, look no more. Contact health consultants Mr. Ernest and Ms. Tanja Owens at 980-245-6294 to take the Project 10 Challenge. That's 980-245-6294 to get your body back in shape. Again, that's 980-245-6294. Or to get more details, go to www.crunchtime.bodybyvi.com.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call 646-668-8743. That number again is 646-668-8743. Guys, I will take some calls before some of our guests come on. Our first guest, Mr. Ron Ashley, he will be at the half hour. But we got a little bit we need to talk about. I've been hearing some things. And I just need to clear a lot up. I started this festival because I have so many independent artists that come on the show. I have established artists also, but I have a lot of independent artists that come on the show. And they've been coming on the show since 2009 when we first started the show. Now, granted, my very first musical guest was Little G from Silk, from the R&B group Silk. My very first guest, which I'm going to bring him back on this show to celebrate 10 years of doing this show. But I have had some amazing independent artists. And still to this day, I still have a lot of amazing independent artists that come on this show. And I thought, what better way to be able to show some love to the indie artists than to come up with a festival where they can have a stage and show off their talent, display their talents, embellish themselves for once. I have been doing this show and this festival, I will say. I've been doing this festival myself for the last 5 years. This year, well, last year too, but this year, I really, really needed the help from the public because this show is free, guys. There's no cover charge. You're going to come and you're going to hear some of the very best indie artists in this area for free. For free. I'll say it again, for free. And I was amazed. Now, let me say this. To some of the people who donated to help out with this festival, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. I do. I truly do. You guys showed me some love. But for some of the people that I expected to help and didn't or won't or keep leading me on that they will and didn't and don't, I have a problem with that. See, one of the biggest things with me is loyalty. And I'm on this show all the time talking to you guys about being loyal to one another, especially in the community. Now, how can we, and some of the ones that I reached out to that asked for a little help with this festival have stood right beside me and talked about being loyal and doing this for their community and this and that. And how can you say these things and stand there and fight for what you think is upliftment within your community when you don't even want to help the brother that's doing something positive? I don't understand it. I don't understand it. But if I had a bunch of booty shaking, a bunch of negative cursing and talking about weed and drugs and sex and all, if I had that going on, I probably would get support out of the yin-yang. But if it takes that, I don't want your support. Because this show is not about that. I'm not about that. The indie artists that I deal with, that I'm getting ready to expose you to this weekend, are not about that. We got to learn to stop going against one another so much. I'm going to take a second and talk to the black community. I don't know what it's going to take for us to work diligently together as one. I don't know what it's going to take for us to start looking into our communities and start holding people that we put in office accountable. I don't know what it's going to take for us to start putting those that have the best interests of the community in places of power or decision making, I should say that. I don't know what it's going to take for us to demand no less than stellar education for our young people. I don't know what it's going to take for us to demand better policing of our area. Not harassment, policing. Excuse me. I don't want to be harassed. I want policing, but I don't want to be harassed. I don't know what it's going to take for that to happen. Now, we get together every year for Dr. King Holiday. And I don't think you guys even or I ain't gonna say you guys. I don't think the ones that are in the limelight, and I'm talking to the Gastonia area now, the Gastonia and the surrounding areas, I don't know if you really understand what being off on Dr. King holiday really means. Because personally, I think there's some that should just go to work that day. Just don't even take the day off. Go to work. Because you've done nothing to solidify what Dr. King stood for. Or you've done nothing to continue what people like Dr. King, Malcolm X, Medgar Evers, Rosa Parks, Harriet Tubman, what people like that started. You know, I heard something the other day that really, really touched me. Some young people were talking, and there was an adult. I can't tell you what the setting was at. I don't want to step on their toes right now, but they were talking to these young people, and one of the young people asked the adult, had there ever been anyone that wanted to bring Africa to the States? Yes, that's a weird question, but I kind of got it, and I understood what they were asking. And that person told them, have you guys ever heard of Marcus Garvey? And those kids looked at him like he was crazy. He then went on to ask, have you ever heard of Madam Walker? They looked at him like he was crazy. Our children are not getting the truth. I don't think half of our parents know the truth. But yet and still, they know who Dr. King is. They know Dr. King had a dream. That's all they know. He had a dream. I think that's a travesty to our young people. And I don't want you guys to think that I'm one-sided on this show, because I'm not. I say all the time that we all can learn and be a little bit more conscientious when it comes to our history, our culture, where we've been and where we want to go. For instance, we make a big deal in the black community about BET, Black Entertainment Television. I like BET. I think it's a good platform. But what if there was a white TV? And I know a lot of you say that's MTV, but don't say that, because there's a lot of black artists played on MTV. What if it was white TV? WET. I don't know. That don't even sound right, but anyway. What if it was? Would you be offended in the black community? Or Asian music television, or Asian entertainment television, or Latino entertainment television? Would you be upset? I bet you 90% of African Americans would be upset and don't know why. See, and I say this because at some point in time, we know race matters, but we got to rise above what we think is going bad for us. We can't let that hold us back anymore. I want all of us to understand that we're all here together. One way or the other, we're going to have to coexist. History is what it is. It's history. And we should learn from history. And I'm not saying bury history. I'm saying it has to be talked about, because if it's not talked about, then it tends to repeat itself. And I think that's what we're seeing right now with some things that's going on in our immediate social world that we live in. I think there's some things that are going on that shouldn't be. And we have the ability to stop it. Now, again, I'm not trying to step on no toes, but you know what? The show is what it is. We are going to be open. We're going to be honest. And we're going to tackle some of the tough issues. You guys just, I can't tell you the issues we're going to have next week, the things we're going to talk about next week. We're going to tackle some of those issues. And I'll tell you, we're going to tackle some issues, some race issues that are very touchy in the next coming weeks on this show. But we need to talk about these things. I'm going to have one show that's going to be very touchy when it comes to race. But I need to know how you guys think. I need to know where you guys want to be. Number to call, 646-668-8743. That number again is 646-668-8743. Guys, I want you guys to pay attention to what's going on around us. And I definitely want you guys to come and take part in the Independent Artist Festival. It's July the 12th, Friday, at Hickory Tavern in Gastonia. You are live in the day with Jay.
Joys, pains, and letdowns. It's all in this life that we live in. the good, the bad, the ugly, and the unforgiving. For what it's worth, we strive to make the best of this, and pray to God that we dodge an early exit. Someone asked me if racism still exists. I replied, like dodgeball. You get hit. Get up. Dodge again and again and again. Escapism.
Mentors Inspiring Males for Success provides new hope for males ages 6 through 17 in the Gaston County and surrounding areas. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success strives to inspire participants to spiritually, mentally, and culturally grow to achieve personal and social accountability. For more information, contact Glenn Bratton at 704-524-4058. Again, that's 704-524-4058. 4058. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success. Gastonia's hope for the future.
After all,
The Gordon Foundation, Gaston County's newest vision for the youth, specializing in youth-based projects such as life skills learning, etiquette, and its pilot program, the Carolina Hornets Youth Football Program. For more information, contact Torin Gordon at 704-232-5748. That's 704-232-5748. Again, that's 704-232-5748.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call 646-668-8743. That number again is 646-668-8743. Before we went to the break, we was talking a little bit about what's going on in our community. I'm going to switch gears right now because I definitely want you guys to pay attention to what's getting ready to happen. We've been talking about the Independent Artist Festival, and I am really excited to bring on this next guest. Well, my first guest, that is, I call him an acoustic phenom. I mean, this guy is bad on an acoustic guitar, and he has done some things. He performed with Bali the last time Bali was in the festival, but he's got a trio this time, and I can't wait to hear them perform at the festival this Friday in Gastonia. So without further ado, I want to welcome to the show my brother, Mr. Ron Ashley. So Ron, welcome to the show.
What you doing, man? Sounding good.
Hey, man, how you doing? I appreciate you coming on the show. I appreciate you just becoming a part of the festival this year. It means so much to me. And, you know, I'm going to let you have the mic. I talk all the time, but tell the listeners a little bit about your trio and, you know, who you are and how you guys come about.
Well, I've been playing music since I was 5 years old. My whole family's been in music. Sisters put out 12 albums or country albums. I've been in and out of music my whole life. But I used to play in a lot of bands, but getting a little tired of that, so we're forming some duos, something a little bit more laid back. We do a little jazz, a little blues. We do some country and that kind of music. I've just gotten into acoustic a lot, and I've been doing that for 4 or 5 years now.
Man, I tell you, you're a bad brother on that acoustic guitar. I ain't even lying.
Well,
I tried
I'm
to
okay.
learn how to play it, and I just, I man, I maybe I can get some lessons from you.
I'll do that. I'll be glad to.
Now tell the listeners a little bit about your trio.
Well, we're a trio. It's me and Martha Pelk. She's a female singer. And then there's Bill Cooper. He's going to be playing acoustic and some of the leads behind us.
Okay.
This is a new group. The group had a duo right before this one, and we played in the Glowing Theater in Charlotte and the Evening Muse and, you know, steakhouses and things like that. But we're having a good time. I'm just trying to stay in music, slowing down a little bit with it, but just staying laid back and playing. I'm going to keep picking until I can.
So what's the name? I heard that. What's the name of the trio?
Oh, Broken Wing. The Broken
okay.
Wing.
How did you come up with that?
Well, we're just talking. I had a group before that called the Wayfaring Strangers. We needed a new name, and here's a song we're going to do called A Broken Wing. And we just came up with that just recently. It seemed to fit us fairly well. And so that's how that came about.
Okay. So I know you've done a lot of things with Bali. Is there anybody else that you've worked with?
Years ago, I didn't tour with them, but Mother's Finest and groups like that. I don't know, but that's been a while. I've been mainly either a solo or a duo for quite a while, and I've been on my own.
Okay.
So.
So, in your opinion, do you think that the state of the acoustic guitar music like that, do you think it's on a rise? Do you think our young people have accepted it, or do you think that they need to be open to it and reintroduced to it?
Well, I think they need to be open to it, but acoustic is a total different thing from electric guitar. I'm an electric guitar mm-hmm. player too, but there is a lot of people playing acoustic shows, and I don't mean bluegrass and country. There's a lot of jazz musicians and blues players that I'm sure you've heard of Kimbo. You know, he plays both acoustic, electric, and he's one guy I like a lot. And I like Bonnie Raitt and B.B. King, you know, just all of them that are good. But I don't know. I think if someone would take into this acoustic a little bit, it's very interesting. And it's most people look at it as someone standing back there and just strumming. But there's some pickers out there that can play. And they're mainly acoustic.
Yeah, that's not an easy instrument to pick up either.
Well, guitar isn't, but once you learn it, then you can take off. Get past
your
fingers. You'd be all right.
I tell you what irritates me about trying to play the acoustic is I guess I just don't know how to position my wrist, and I just feel like that I don't have enough wrist action to reach all the chords or whatever the case may be, the notes. It's so confusing and aggravating to me.
Well, the acoustic is usually bigger strings compared to electric. Electric is a much easier to play, and you play it differently. But when you get into acoustic, you know, you got to build your wrist up, and you got to build up your tips of your fingers got to get calloused and, you know, hard, because it'll make your fingers sore. Now, electric will do that too, but electric, a lot of times, is touch and go. You know what I mean? They're really easy to play. But the thing about acoustic has larger strings usually, 12s and 13s, and some play 11. But the reason a string, it adds volume. Of course, now we play acoustics that's amplified, you know, they got pickups in them, and so you can go through the house or whatever. But I like acoustic mostly. I'm also a bass player and play a little keyboard, but acoustic is my thing.
Okay. Now, you guys, do you guys play at a spot regularly now, or are you looking to do a CD or something, or how can people get in touch with you if they want to check out some of your music and possibly book you guys?
Well, we're building a Facebook page now. We need some more pictures. This is a new group. I've been with Martha for about 6 months, Bill about 2 weeks. And
okay.
So we're trying to build this thing up. With the Wayfaring Strangers, we got fairly well known, but you know, people come and go, so you got to move on. And with this new duo, we hadn't had time to get our pictures done and our marketing put together, and we need to do some recording, you know, demo recording. And
my son
can probably do that. He does a lot of Bali's stuff. That's my son Ethan. He's records some of Bali's vocals and things. So
We're putting it together. I think I seen him in, and I seen you too in Bali's video.
Probably Bali videos everything.
We were sitting there watching Bali's video, and I said, "Hey, wait a minute!" I said, "That looks like Ron." I said, "That is Ron, Judge Ron."
Judge Ron. He said, "You want to be a judge?" I said, "Sure. I'll put all of them in jail."
But then he, you know, on yesterday's show, he told me that was your son that was in the video, too. So,
he creates his own music, and it's pretty unique. He's a guitar player, but he writes a lot of music.
Yeah. I was really feeling that guitar, that electric guitar in that song. I mean, dude sounds just like Slash from Guns N' Roses.
Well, he's, you know, he can play Eric Johnson, what's his name? He's one of my favorite guitar players, Joe Satriani. You know, real, to me, it's complicated and fast stuff, but he can do it. And what he does is different, so that's a good thing.
Very talented. The apple don't fall too far from the tree. I see that
I have another son that plays.
Wow, we should have had those in the festival.
Well, tried to, but I have three sons. One son couldn't drop a tuning fork and hit a note, so that's just the way it is. But my whole life has been built around music and long time.
Okay.
You know, with my sister.
So is it safe to say that you understand wholeheartedly the struggles and the trials and tribulations of an independent artist?
Oh, gosh, yeah. But guys, who they're listening, support them. It's hard. They're out there.
Yeah, it is.
And it's like guitar players almost are a dime a dozen. So, I mean, they're good, but it takes more than playing. You have to be dedicated.
Yeah,
you have to believe in yourself. But then you also have to have the business in and marketing and promotions. And it's a lot to it. It's not easy. You know?
You're right. You are absolutely right. Okay. You know, Ron, I appreciate you coming on the show. I can't wait to hear you and the trio on Friday the 12th in Hickory Tavern in Gastonia, North Carolina at the Independent Artist Festival. I just want you to keep going. And you know, anytime when you guys are ready, you come back on the show and we'll do this thing even bigger.
That sounds great. Anything you need from me, I've been around. I'll be glad to pitch you in, or I can set up equipment. I can do all kinds of stuff. I'm also a master photographer, but I've retired from that. And so, you know, I've done a lot of albums. I've done some shots. This is a long time ago for Manassas and Steven Steele's. What is his name? It's in Charlotte now. Oh,
Jack of all trades.
Yeah, I'm a big pool player and I play competition. I'm very competitive. Whatever I do, I got to go at it.
I got you. Well, I appreciate you.
Okay.
And I will reach out to you, and I'll see you Friday at the festival.
Well, I'll probably show up around 4:30, and then the other two, I'm not sure. They'll probably come in about 7. I think we're supposed
to play
around 8, aren't we? Okay.
Yes, sir. 8 o'clock, you guys go on. I appreciate you. And we definitely will reach out to each other off air. So thank you for coming on the show.
I appreciate you putting this show on. That's not easy either.
Yeah, it's really hard. I appreciate you. And we definitely connect off the air. So thank you, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
All right.
See you Friday.
All right. That is Ron Ashley, a member of Broken Wing Trio, and they will be performing at the Independent Artist Festival July the 12th. Guys, I urge you to come on out to check the show out. It's free. Like he just said, it's not easy putting on these shows, but I think, you know, I got a lot of great people around me that has put forth an effort to come and play for you guys. So come check them out. I think it's going to be well worth your time. Number to call 646-668-8743. Guys, when we come back, we're going to be speaking with none other than Riddle. I'm telling you, live in the day with Jay.
Yeah, they better. I'm focused, I'm hoping I motivate you to do better in life.
Do better in life.
I remember that time I was out on my own, couldn't keep on my life.
I couldn't keep on my life.
I sit back and laugh, it's ironic how now that my tongue got the power.
My tongue got the power.
I sit back and lean on full from all of these beasts I devour.
Yeah.
Know how when I'm chasing my dreams, gotta jump for these cowards who shooting instead of hands up. Industry nervous, I got them all shook. They're afraid of my punchlines after my hook hook. We gotta get rid of metaphors. Why? He make us think too much.
What?
We gotta keep him out. If we let him in, then we can't say a bunch of dumb stuff.
Yeah.
We can't tell a bunch of lies.
Nope.
Can't rely on a hot beat. My homie Dole Ray taught me to flame on. I got three rappers in the hot
flame
seat.
On.
I'm telling my story, I'm giving it to you from my point of view. And I'm reaching the people that film the proof. Exercising your lyrics, you stretching the truth. I'ma do what I came for.
I'm
giving the game hope. I got prison bars, I'm spitting fed time. All these indictments, they saying I'm dope.
I'm dope.
I'm underground like the basement.
Yeah.
Somebody called Tigger, told them all I'ma make it. Drake said it best. I ain't trying to look like a lie to these niggas.
Nope.
I can't give up now.
I done came too far.
They don't wanna see me shine.
I can't help it, I'ma start.
I got tired of being broke. It ain't a good feeling. No thing I dream, I'm about to go and get it.
Yeah.
Just watch and witness. I got my shades on, I'm focused. My shades on, I'm focused.
Yeah.
If I see another time clock, might get mad and then punch it for real.
Punch it for real.
They killing each other, I'm killing these beats. Why can I get a deal?
Why can I get a deal?
Tell me how is it not adding up, but it's clear that I'm bringing some change.
I'm bringing some change.
Not once in a song did I mention a car, some clothes, or a
nope.
chain. Let me mention some relatives strung out on drugs. That's why when he died, he was young and gave up. No one knew his pain, everyone had opinions. Survived by his daughter. I cried as I witnessed.
I cried.
His mama ain't been right since.
Nope.
Can you imagine the pain that was the only child? It's kinda hard to stay sane. Put yourself in her shoes, but the size ain't the same.
But the size ain't the same.
Yeah,
yeah.
I just speak on real life when I speak on this mic.
When I speak on this mic.
Yeah,
yeah.
I done came too far to you turn at the light.
You turn at the light.
Yeah,
yeah.
I dreamed big and then captured it. Times got rough and I didn't have chapstick. Life is a and she ain't attractive.
Nah.
I'm defeating the odds.
I'm defeating the odds.
I was destined to win.
I was destined to win.
I stepped up my grind.
I stepped up my grind.
When I cut off some friends.
When I cut off some friends.
I'm as real as it get.
I'm as real as it get.
I go harder than pavement.
I go harder than pavement.
I just wanna wake up one morning and tell my whole family we made.
We made.
I can't give up now.
I done came too far.
They don't wanna see me shine.
They don't wanna see me shine.
I can't help it, I'ma start.
I can't help it, I'ma start.
I got tired of being broke. It ain't a good feeling.
No thing I dream.
I'm about to go and get it.
Get it.
Just watch and witness. I got my shades on. I'm focused.
My shades on. I'm focused.
I got my shades on. I'm focused.
My shades on. I'm focused.
I got my shades on. I'm focused.
My shades on. I'm focused.
We in our zone. Don't even approach us.
Don't even approach us.
'Cause we focused.
The Gordon Foundation, Gaston County's newest vision for the youth, specializing in youth-based projects such as life skills learning, etiquette, and its pilot program, the Carolina Hornets Youth Football Program. For more information, contact Torin Gordon at 704-232-5748. That's 704-232-5748. Again, that's 704-232-5748.
And now it's another episode of our occasional feature, Science Fact or Science Fiction. From time to time, we'll present a commonly held idea or a popular saying, and we'll ask a Canadian scientist to set us straight on whether we should believe it or not. And today's popular belief is coffee can ease the symptoms of asthma. To help us settle the matter, we've contacted Dr. Paul O'Byrne, chair of the Department of Medicine at McMaster University in Hamilton and a specialist in respiratory health. So, Dr. O'Byrne, coffee can ease the symptoms of asthma. Science fact or science fiction?
This is a fact, Bob.
Really? How does it work?
Well, caffeine is a chemical that's a member of a class of chemicals called xanthines that have been known as a group to improve asthma symptoms for more than 100 years. This was originally identified by some physicians who themselves had asthma in the 19th century and who noticed that when they drank a lot of coffee, their symptoms improved. And partly as a result of that, these chemicals were later developed into a drug for asthma, a type of drug called theophyllins, that have been used now for many years to treat asthma, although much less now than previously.
Well, how do they actually work to treat the asthma?
Xanthines, and caffeine is one of those, works by relaxing the constricted muscle that's in asthmatic airways, and it's that constricted muscle that narrows the airways, and the narrowing of the airways results in the symptoms that classically asthmatics would get of tightness in the chest, wheezing, heaviness with their breathing, and cough.
So it opens up the airwaves, in other words.
Exactly.
Is this similar to what's in the puffers that people have?
No, that's a different class. The effect is the same, Bob, but it's a different class of medication. Oh. So the puffers contain medications called beta agonists, and they act on beta receptors that sit on the muscle. And when those receptors are stimulated, it causes the muscle to relax. So the effect is the same, but the puffers are much more potent, so you need much smaller amount of the chemical to get the effect. And because we're delivering them topically right into the lung, they are much less likely to cause side effects.
When you drink the coffee, is the effect on the asthma immediate, or do you have to wait a while?
It takes somewhere between 30 to 45 minutes for the effect to occur.
Which isn't too helpful if you're having an asthmatic attack.
Exactly right. And the puffers will work within a minute. So that's one of the reasons even theophyllin, that class of drug, has essentially gone out of practice now because we have such rapid onset and such effective inhaled medications.
How long does the
Yeah, what's happening? This Chase Amir, and you're listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Let's get it.
Jay shouting, got it from the get-go. Kid like me, no, I'm pimpin' on thank you.
What's up, my people? This is Big Easy from K-Cup Records. You're listening to Live in the Day with Jay Radio Show. Keep your heads ringing.
Something is happening in our world.
Criminals, factors, illiterate,
masses
uneducated.
Of people
and
are rising
whatever
up.
Negative characteristics you can think of, type of person.
Wherever they are,
the
symbols
of the
today.
Muhammad. And
whether they are in Johannesburg,
me,
South Africa,
and giving me a desire to reform myself,
Nairobi, Kenya, Prague, Ghana, New York
life,
City, Atlanta, Georgia, Jackson, Mississippi,
our
Memphis, Tennessee, the cry is always the same.
Being,
we want
the,
to be free.
The teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad immediately did instill within me such a high degree of racial pride and racial dignity that I wanted to be somebody, and I realized that I couldn't be anybody by begging the white man for what he had, but that I had to get out here and try and do something for myself or make something out of myself.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 646-668-8743. That number again is 646-668-8743. I got two great treats for you guys. First, you know, we were talking to Mr. Ron Ashley from the trio, Broken Wing Trio, that's going to be performing at the Independent Artists Festival this Friday, July the 12th at 6 o'clock p.m. at Hickory Tavern in Gastonia, North Carolina. And right now, I am very, very, very happy to bring this young lady back on the show. She performed at, I think, our very first festival. I'm very excited that she is coming back to the Independent Arts Festival and give us some of that knowledge that she has in spoken word. So without further ado, welcome to the show, the spoken word artist called Riddle. Riddle, welcome to the show, girly. How you doing?
Hey, Jay. How are you? I'm good.
Oh, my goodness. I told you earlier it was so good hearing from you when we was getting this festival thing together. I'm so happy. Now, was it the first? It was the first festival that you performed in, wasn't it?
Yeah, with Metaphor. I believe it was the very first one.
It sure was. Oh, and we just played Metaphor a little bit ago on a show. We still rock Metaphor. And I am really, really happy that you were able to join us again for this festival. You've grown up a lot.
Yes, that I have. That is true.
Yeah, you have grown up a lot. And I really appreciate the fact that you're taking the time to even do this show today. So tell the listeners a little bit about who you are and what you've been getting into lately.
Okay, I'm Riddle. Riddle was kind of, or became my stage name about my junior year of high school. I've always been a writer, been into music. I didn't really get too heavy into poetry until my junior year of high school, as far as, like, performing and everything. I am working on an EP, actually. I'm trying to veer away from being seen as so much of a poet and more of just the artist in general, just somebody who embodies, you know, several qualities. And I'm trying to sing a lot more. So that'll be incorporated definitely for the show and definitely in my music. I'm working on a single currently and an EP, but I don't want to rush that process. So I'm going to let that, that put itself together, and I'm really fixated on the single right now. So as far as what I've been doing, writing, working, you know, just trying to stay afloat, networking. I haven't been performing as often as I used to, so this would be, like, my first time back in, like, a couple of months, actually. So I might be working to it.
Okay. That's okay. Yeah, once you have it, you always got it, I promise you. Once you get that mic in your hand, it's going to seem like second nature, and you're going to be like, oh, yeah, I've not lost any of this. I can promise you, as talented as you are, you're not even going to feel
That's
the effects of being away for about. Yeah, trust me, you're going to be okay. You're going to be just fine. Now, I know you were saying that you're starting to sing, you're going to sing more, which I'm very excited about because you should have never stopped singing. I know the talents that you have, but what can the listeners or the audience that joins us and the audience that joins us for the festival, what can they be prepared for from Riddle?
So Riddle is a very I'm very much into, like, classic music, blues, jazz. I sing neo soul. So I'm going to give you a little bit of Nina Simone.
She'll
be incorporated. I'm not sure if anyone's familiar with Emily King. She's more of a newer artist, but very eclectic sound. So she'll be incorporated in one of my pieces. I actually started working on a newer piece for the showcase specifically. So it'll be my first time ever performing this one. It should be dope, though. I'm excited. I'm very excited. Glad to be a part of this.
I'm definitely excited. Yes, I'm definitely excited. I was talking to Metro. Gosh, it's been so long. I mean, Metro getting ready to jump the broom and all that good stuff. But I was talking to him, and I told him, I said, man, I said, you gotta reach out to her. I need her for this show. And I was like, I'm still having flashbacks from the first time she performed. And, you know, then I was like, you know, this girlie is going to do something. I was like, she's going to do something. And so I'm so glad that you did not just leave it and you come back to it, you know, because it's your first love. I know it is. And once you have that in your system, you're not going to lose it. You're not going to lose it. You're not going to be wanting to get rid of it. You're going to want to share it with the world. And so I'm very honored that you accepted to come back to the festival to perform this year. So thank you.
I'm glad you asked for me to be back. I'm glad I had even that big of a impact. Just being part of the show just with, like, metaphor was enough for me. Like, I was like, this is amazing. The fact that he can put this together, people come out and support, and I'm able to do something that I genuinely have a passion for, and people are here, and they don't even know who I am. Like, people are here and being receptive to me as an artist and telling me how great I sound, even though that particular day I was very stressed about my sound.
I remember.
I'm glad to be back. I'm glad to be back, and I'm, you know, doing something for myself and representing myself. Not to say I didn't have a great time metaphor, because I was thrilled he even asked me to be a part of that. That was so on the whim, and it was amazing. But I'm back, and I'm ready to be seen as Riddle. Well,
yes, and I think that you're going to be great. I think that you're going to be great. Now, do you have something you can do now on the air? If not, that's cool. We save it for the festival.
I think I got something. I got a few things I've been working on. I wrote a book, or I started writing a book last year. And I'm still kind of, like, working on it. Slowly, I have all the pieces together, but I'm revising some of it.
Okay.
But I'm going to read the very last poem that will be there in that book. It's called Sweet Life.
Okay.
At the entrance to the doorman, several times in life I visited this place and never once sincerely acknowledged the ones holding my door open. Which floor? Strangers unknowingly guided my attitude. It depends. Give me a minute. Know which. A bitch group. Thorns filled gaps in which the hotel's foundation was not as solid as it should be. Stability will be the last of your problems if you gave attitude to God and your elevator to heaven. But the devil whispered that behind my back. Mirrors mirrored imagery from sacred dreams. 59th floor, please. Voice of a lost soul. My attitude ranked of a little girl who lost her father. A little girl who felt like she wasn't doing enough for her mother. A little girl who even until this day is just finding a voice to speak her truth. I couldn't do it. I couldn't be here anymore. They booked the nicest hotel on the 59th floor with the big wide windows, with the suicide doors. Dear Mommy, this had nothing to do with you and all to do with me. You didn't ignore any signs. You acknowledged my health. Dear Mommy, I'm so lost. I don't even know where I'm at writing this. Dear Mommy, I need your help more than anyone. And when you hear of the news, know I am sorry. I attempted to write this message several times. I couldn't do it. I couldn't be here anymore. I'm so unsure of everything. There's so much I want to do. Reality would smack before my lifeless body would reach the pavement. The amount of regret as you jump to conclusions, assuming my struggle outweighed anyone around me. I felt so selfish, yet helplessly. I was all alone, but not lonely. I'm constantly evolving. Depression ate me alive, but my family took all the heat coming from my kitchen just to make sure I survived. I got offered another chance. On the 59th floor, standing in the big wide window, I closed the suicide doors.
Wow. Yeah, you've grown a lot.
Look, I felt like when I was on the show, I didn't have too much to talk about because I wasn't really having too many experiences in life. But I've been through things in these last few years.
Wow.
So I'm definitely ready to be felt.
Definitely, I'm very excited. You are very talented. I told you that from the very beginning, and I still believe that. And I can't wait to have you there and expose you to the audience that's going to be there. I can't wait because you're going to be a treat. You're going to be a treat for a lot of people that's going to come to this festival.
Well, I'm ready. I'm extremely ready for it. I even picked out a whole outfit, so it should you know all come together.
Well, okay. All right, Riddle. I'm not going to hold you. I appreciate you coming on the show. I can't wait to see you Friday. We'll be there. You know, we're going to make this thing happen. We're hoping the weather is not a factor, but I don't think it will. But we're going to be there, and I just can't wait to see you. Thank you for coming on the show. Keep doing what you're doing, knowing that, you know, you got people like me and other people that are rooting for you.
I genuinely appreciate that, and thank you for having me on the show and for having me in the show Friday, and I can't wait to be there. It should be an experience.
No problem. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to none other than Riddle on the show. It's going to be at the festival this Friday, July the 12th, at Hickory Tavern. Riddle, I will connect with you off air. All right?
All right.
All right, bye. Number to call, 646-668-8743. Again, that number is 646-668-8743. When we come back, guys, I have a great treat. She is also going to be in the festival. B. Ashley B., I'm telling you, you guys don't want to miss this interview. You are definitely live in the day with Jay.
This song I want to talk to the hustlers out there, you know, you cats doing your thing, you know what I'm saying? Well, there's a better way, you know what I'm saying? I just want to talk to you, just listen to me right now. Ghetto was a day-to-day fight. Been down so long, getting up didn't cross my mind. But I knew there was a better way of life, and I was just trying to find. You don't know what to do until you put on the pressure. Across 110th Street, a hell of a tester. Across 110th Street, pimps trying to catch a woman. Man, you're copping now. Take my advice. It's either live or die. But you gotta be strong if you wanna survive. The family on the other side of town, we can't help without a ghetto around. In every city you find the same thing going down. Harlem is the capital of every ghetto. Across 110th.
Stronger than ever. Hey, yo, Rough Draft. Let's get it, baby. Touched by the essence of the ambient light. My lyrics engulf the mic. A wise man once told me that hindsight is 2020. Could it be I rock styles by the many? Or simply could it be that Rough Draft be a beast on the track? You ask the questions, I'll answer. Maybe it's that Cleveland funk that bangs steadily. We can be orchestrated through each intricate melody. Yo, what the heck is these cats doing? They all rap the same thing, the bling bling, but the crowd ain't moving. You think a record exec care about you? He got bills, units to be moved. Welcome to the worldwide assembly line, where each year they sign another one to replace the other one. Won't stop till it's done, or at least until they recoup their funds. You sign on the dotted line, thinking you gon' get some shine, but what you fail to realize is all a disguise, and you've been victimized. Look in the eyes of a real MC, with multiple flows exposed that explode on beat. I used to be a brother rapping for free. Nowadays, lyrics I engrave on the page come with the fee. It's a must that I get this cheese, and slang these lyrics like Alicia when she moving them keys. I'm full throttle when I mash the gas. Spread love by making feel-good music that circulate like a spinner does. I be the cat that your girl loves, but you ain't never heard of me. I'm on the ground like dirt beat, but this time I'ma rise to the surface. I came to fold the tent on these clowns in the circus. It's the man with the plan to keep the party on crunk, and I came to boogie with the monster funk. So step on up, I came to give you what you want. I got the speakers going off with the monster funk. Come on, step on up, I came to give you what you want. I got the speakers going off with the monster funk. Monster funk, I'm a giant and it's a pure monster. Cause hip hop is out of control, so I decided to slide behind the wheel and take it off this crash course. Man, y'all know what the brother go through to bring these flows to you, so I'ma make it do what it do. You intrigued by my music that strike you like a puma. Sorry for my delay, my album should've dropped sooner. When you rush, you bust shots, but don't hit nothing. I'd rather take my time making music like slow loving. I want it like that, I got it like that. I'm trying to step my game up and live turkey like Ray Kroc, baby. I give the by the hater hating me. They just mad cause they lack my vision, my dream. I can see around the corner while they sit there waiting for the lights to change. I'm on the move, man. Same lanes, wanna be up in my mix, trying to destroy my aura, but I mastered this. It's a month I drop classic hits, and me and Rough Draft gon' keep it funky till the day that we split. Give you the gift of music to enhance your soul. Funk man from the land with the digital flow. Travel the road up, no return, with plans of never looking back. I can see the future on the track. With my music cut on to get me high, I be zoned out. Half-baked like the guy on the couch. Come on and two-step with it, bounce rock with it, snap pop with it, shoulder lean to it. Either way you wanna move, the groove is well suited. Hard drive booted, now the world get to use it.
Freedom on the dance floor, move your body, let go.
Don't worry about the time, we gon' set the clock back. And my DJ, he gon' be here cause I paid him in cash. So come on inside, we got the system on smash. Sip and crown with the Henny in the glass. Come on!
You are now listening to Lively Day with Jay. Now go get 'em, Daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 646-668-8743. That number again is 646-668-8743. Guys, definitely check out the Independent Artist Festival in Gastonia, North Carolina, that is. And that is on July the 12th, 6 o'clock p.m. at Hickory Tavern in Gastonia, North Carolina. Hickory Tavern is at 1925 Hoffman Road, Gastonia, North Carolina, 28054. You guys don't want to miss it. It's a free event. Come check it out. I got the most phenomenal independent artists that you guys are going to hear in a very long time around this area. Also, let me take time real quick to say thank you, Little Rock, Arkansas. Thank you, South Philly, Bakersville, California, Houston, Texas. Oh, my goodness. Seattle, Washington, Chicago, New York, and all the people that continue, all the stations and cities that continue to support this show. I appreciate you guys. Oh, yeah, and thank you for Tallahassee, Florida, for giving us some new life down there. I'm glad you guys are checking out the show. I'm glad you guys have been faithfully following the show, and you are really, really a great, great audience down there. So I appreciate you guys. I get the emails and all that good stuff, and I'm glad to see that you guys have joined on to start streaming this show. So thank you guys. All right. I told you guys at the beginning of the show that I had a special treat for you today. And this young lady that I'm about to introduce you to, she is going to be performing at the Independent Artist Festival this year. And I'm telling you, she's fire. She's fire. You guys are going to definitely enjoy her. And I'm going to quit talking and bring on this show. So without further ado, I want to introduce B. Ashley B. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Welcome to the show. I know this is kind of late for you. I appreciate you coming on the show. But, I can't tell you how excited I am to have you perform at this festival.
Oh, I think I'm even more excited, and I thank you for having me.
Oh, you know what? When I got the call from my man Dre Rock, which we just got through playing a little Dre Rock, when I got the call from him, and he told me, I think you need to like really look at this, and I got somebody for you that's really good for this festival. He didn't have to say no more, because coming from him, I know that it's going to be bona fide. And I need to punch him in the arm, because he didn't tell me you was this much fire. So when I see him, I need to punch him, pinch him or something, because he should have told me that you was this kind of hot. I'm really thinking that this is what the festival has been needing, and I can't wait to bring you in front of these people. Now, tell the listeners a little bit about you and how you got into music.
Man, okay. So let me take you back a little bit. So really, music has just always been in me. My mother always jokes with me about it, but she says, I was singing before I could ever even talk. And then my first song, at the age of five, typical artist kind of story, she said, mm-hmm. I would take out all the pots and pans and just make beats with them. And I was like, Mom's making beats? She's like, yeah, like these are actual beats, you know what I mean? And so it's just always been in me. It's just something that I've just always loved to do. What I usually like to say is when people ask me, how do I get into music or how do I feel about music, I always describe it to them and I say, how it's raining outside and mm-hmm. You're driving, and you go under a bridge. And just for that, couple of seconds that you're going under the bridge on the highway, everything stops. You don't feel any rain on the car. You don't hear it on the car. Mm-hmm. Everything has completely stopped. And that's something that music mm-hmm. was for me. It's definitely a big stress reliever. And anytime I'm going through something, I put it all into my music. So it's definitely my passion. It's definitely my bridge. And like I said, it's just always been in me, and I just thank God just to be able to have the gift that I do have and be able to, just bless others with it.
Yes, I can tell you the passion. I feel it in your music. I can tell that this is what you want to do. This is what you love to do. I can tell that,
yes.
In your music. And, I don't want to wait any longer. I want to play this track while we're talking. But if you can, give me a little background on the track that we're getting ready to hear of yours.
So in love. One of the things is my friends always joke with me, like, Ash, every time you go up to something, you ain't got to put it in your music. And I'm like, no, yes, I do. Because this is it's my inspiration. So someone left was just basically about, me going through just a really bad breakup. And I feel like, you know, when I was writing it, it was just me being able to realize that, you know, sometimes in life, you're going in a, you can go into a completely different direction than the person that you love. And so I think by me, right, I was sitting in the studio with one of my good friends who was just vibing, you know. And I think I remember, I think Drake said it, somebody said it, but they said sometimes all you need is one person just to give you one word for a song. And this is just one of those songs, you know, my friend, you know, she said, I was like, you know, that's dope. Like, let me write to it. So Summer of Love is really just about understanding and really realizing that sometimes even if you do love a person, you know, you could be on two different pages in life. You could be going in two different places in life, and they can't always go exactly where you're going. And
track,
I just wasn't afraid to let it be known that, you know what, I did love this person. I did put everything I had into this person. But you know what? Sometimes things doesn't always go as planned. So this is just one of those tracks, and I hope the listeners enjoy it.
Well, with that being said, this is B. Ashley B. So In Love on Live in the Day with Jay. My goodness. I loved it. Now, your voice is so distinct. You have a distinct voice. And I think that your voice is going to get played in a lot of households.
Wow. I
think you're on to something. And, you know, you sound so polished. And that's one of the things that I've always said on this show, that I meet indie artists, but when I meet those indie artists that those, you know, and I had Calvin Richardson on this show when he was going through his rise and Rudy Kearns and the Dre Rocks. And when you hear someone that reminds you of these people, I look for big things with you. You're very talented.
Oh,
so who did you
so
collab
much.
With on this Who, no problem. Who did you collaborate with on this show, on this track, that is?
The producer that I go to with everything, his name is Mayo, but they call him G-Boy. And so I do a lot of my music with him. A wonderful, wonderful producer. I could call him up, you know, when I'm going through something, you know, in tears. And he's like, come on, Ash, you know, and I go do my session. You know, I don't even have to go in there and say a word. And our connection is just really strong. And he's somebody who has helped me, well, not only just become just a better person, but just strong. Because definitely if I want to be in this industry, you have to have it. You know what I mean? It's not all about,
that's right,
you know, just the gift that you have. You have to be there mentally, physically, or spiritually. So he's definitely one of those people who has helped me do that alongside Dre, who's my music mentor. So I collab with him on a lot of my things, and I'm working on an EP now. I've released 3 singles and working on an EP now, and so a lot of his beats will be on there.
Well, you know what? I think you got a great, great team, and I think you're going to go far. I love the music. I can't wait to you have a finished LP so we can, you know, definitely push it. Whatever you need from me on this show, you definitely have. I can't wait to have you perform at the festival Friday. I think that they are going to be pleasantly treated with your voice and your talent. So thank you for, you know, joining the festival this year, and I hope we got many more to come with you. I'm really happy that you were able to join the show today and to join the festival and to, you know, bless us with your gift, because it's definitely a gift. So I don't want to keep you long on here. I appreciate you coming on the show. Get that voice ready for Friday. Don't do nothing. Don't go yelling at nobody. Don't yell at nobody or nothing. If you have to write down stuff to talk to people, just do that. Don't hurt that voice. None.
I'm gonna definitely do that. And I thank you so much. This is such a great opportunity for me, and I really do appreciate it.
No problem, ladies and gentlemen. We've been talking with B. Ashley B. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you.
All right, we'll talk again.
All right.
Guys, you definitely want to check out the Independent Artist Festival. On tomorrow's show, we're going to have Minister T-Breeze and a few more artists that's going to be on the show or at the show, performing at the show. But you guys don't want to miss the Independent Artist Festival. That's July the 12th, 6 o'clock p.m. at Hickory Tavern in Gastonia, North Carolina. Again, that's Hickory Tavern in Gastonia, North Carolina. I'm going to take the time now to thank all of you guys for continuing to listen to this show. I appreciate each and every one of you. Without your support, I know this show would not be what it is, and I feel like it's pretty much something right now, and we're going to continue to grow with that. So I'll tell you, as I tell you each and every day, I love you guys with the greatest love I know. It's the love of God, because he gives it to me each and every day. I want you guys to tell somebody you don't tell normally that you love them and support them in whatever endeavors that they're doing. I bid you nothing but peace and nothing but many blessings. You guys are definitely going to be with Jay. He's a